Joe, Tim Carter, welcome to the Ask the Builder Show. How are you today? Good morning, Joe.
Yes, I had emailed you a couple of weeks ago, and you said to call. We have a concrete front porch over the garage, and when it rains, the water comes in pockets towards the side of the house. So I guess the porch was sloped wrong.
Yes. Okay, well, here's the trick. How much space from where the concrete porch is, at where it touches this house or where this doorway is? Because there's a doorway where you can walk out onto it?
Right.
What kind of space is there between the bottom of the threshold and where you step down to the concrete deck? Would you say it's a half inch, 2 inches, 4 inches, 7 inches? You know, like a full step down?
No, I mean, you just go out the front door. It's just really no step at all.
No step at all. In other words, the deck of the garage, this concrete deck, is flush with the floor inside the house?
Right. It's really not a deck. It's the top of the garage.
Okay. But you see the point I'm trying to make. Okay. Well, if it's flush, you're going to have limited success. I mean, because I was hoping that you'd have at least a half inch or 1 inch of fall away, you know, of space between the two floor levels. Because if you had that type of drop, what you could do is put a very thin, I would call it a concrete overlay, but in reality, in your case, it would be a stucco overlay. You know, imagine if you mixed up a bunch of stucco, you know, that you see traditional plasters put on the outside
right.
of a home. All that really is just a mixture of coarse sand and Portland cement. Sometimes they added some lime to it to make it stickier and work, you know, but you don't have to do that in your situation. So, but if you had that kind of workspace, if you could envision, you could put a wedge of material where it was a little thicker back towards the house, and as you got away from the door, you know, it thinned down to virtually nothing. And that would create this very, very small slope so that the water would run to the edges and run to the far edge of this garage room.
You'd have to resurface the entire porch.
Yeah, that's correct. But believe me, it's not. I don't know how big the space is.
It's about 10 feet by 20 feet.
It's not that hard to do. You would think it might be a daunting task, but it's the stucco is so easy to finish, and you know, and you'd have this little screed, and if you had some help, the best part is it's not that much material to mix up. You know, you'd be surprised when you do the calculation of what you would need. You might only be talking 3 or 4 wheelbarrows full of material. It's not like ordering a concrete truck out, you know, to pour 8 yards of material. See what I mean?
Right.
It's not that much stuff. So if you have access to the internet, I'd urge you to go back to askthebuilder.com, the website, and read. I've got 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 different columns about, you know, this concrete overlay and exactly step-by-step how you do it.
Okay.
And it's going to solve the problem. And at the very least, if you don't do the whole surface, you know, where you have these puddles, because if I'm not mistaken, you had an issue
right.
with some puddles, you can at least take a garden hose or something else and find out where the puddles are. In other words, kind of fill them up to where they get as high, the water level is as high
right.
as it gets, and take a crayon or a piece of chalk or something and outline the edge of the puddle. Got it?
Right.
And then at least fill the puddle in. See what I mean? So that you don't have to worry about that water.
Right.
You know, just that's the bare bones minimum I would do.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, Joe. Thanks very much
All
for
right.
calling. Sure appreciate it.